Welcome back to the Press Box in this Thanksgiving week shenanigans and showdown. As we head into Stars of Tomorrow 2 at Churchill Downs, my host is always the great one, the Hall of Famer, Dave Buzzy Baker.
Gene, nothing says shenanigans like a show with you, and we'll start out by telling folks that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. So, as you mentioned, Stars of Tomorrow 2, headlined where we will begin by, I believe it's the $400,000 Kentucky Jockey Club. Am I right?
Yep. Two big ones today as we close out the meet here at Churchill Downs on Sunday. Big day of racing, all two-year-olds, and we're going to launch a new program where we hand out $350,000 just to the breeders from money collected off of HHR at only Churchill Downs venues in the Louisville vicinity. So
how about that?
$350,000 headlined by Chauncey Morse over there at the KTA, KTOB, and Dale Roman's on that committee as well. And we know Dale is running for Congress now at the U.S. Senate. And besides all of that,
yes,
Mike Ziegler, the team, and Mike Anderson, the team at Churchill Downs, have been combining to work on this program and hopefully bigger and better things to come and announce in the future for the Stars of Tomorrow in 2026. But $350,000 going just to the breeders today, Buzzy. But
yes,
the kick race, the Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club, what a nice field of seven. The headliner in here is going to be a horse owned by Spindthrift Farm. They purchased for $550,000 earlier this year. And this is a horse, a two-year-old, not as good quite yet maybe as Ted Knoffey,
yes,
who's owned by Spindthrift, but a horse that broke its maiden at Keeneland going a mile and a 16th. By 20 lengths.
That's cooking.
Without further ado,
yes,
the horse's name is Further Ado.
How about that?
But, you know, this horse, you don't see many in the world ever break their maiden or win any race by 20 lengths, particularly in the short stretch at Keeneland at a mile and 16th. This son of Gunrunner did just that, is likely to be the prohibitive post-time favorite coming off that super impressive win. Trained by Brad Cox, going to be ridden by Ired Ortiz Jr.
Yeah.
A magnificent feat there at Keeneland when stretching out to the two turns for the first time. You know, Buzz, all the applause in the world for this horse, Further Ado, but he's going to be facing winners for the first time in this race today. And I think he's going to be facing some really good winners. And I'm going to give the edge to somebody else because I think Further Ado is going to have some pace to run at. There's other horses in this field that I think are going to push that early button as well. And I think that it could set up maybe for a horse that is more likely to be coming late in the race. And I've got one that's sitting at 12-1 on the morning line.
That would be Spice Runner.
Spice Runner, the one horse, another son of Gunrunner, trained by Steve Asmussen for the Winchell Thoroughbreds. This horse won the Grade 3 Iroquois at Churchill Downs over this same track, going a mile. He had run second in the juvenile race down at Ellis Park, going 7 furlongs. But the thing is, everybody's going to look at that last race at Keeneland and say, oh, he got beat 12 lengths, ran fifth in a field of only 6. But you look over there at the comment line on his PPs. He stumbled at the start, and not only stumbled, Buzzy, but he about lost to jockey Tyler Gaffleon. Really a terrible stumble. No chance at all in that race. Toss that out. Take your pen right now. Cross that race out. Go to the Iroquois. Take a look on video of him winning that race. He gets Joel Rosario in the saddle for the first time here today. Out of a stakes winning mare. It lines up with all the credentials in the world to be coming late. I really think that Bob Baffert's horse shipping in Cherokee Nation is going to show a lot of early speed. I think the Safi Joseph horse, the 3, Dr. Kapoor, is going to show a lot of early speed. I think 4, Soldier and Diplomat, another of Asmussen's, is going to show a lot of early speed. And that's really going to put the test of Further Ado, who I don't think will make the lead with that all that other speed, led by Baffert's horse, the number 2 Cherokee Nation. Now, I will say this, Buzz, and the track is not playing to closers. I was at the track for Thanksgiving Day. I've been watching it all week long. You really have to be very, very close to this lead, if not on the lead, by the time you hit the top of the stretch. Not coming off wide. You cannot spin 3 or 4 lengths wide off that turn like you've been able to do in previous races and previous years. You really got to be on your game and a little bit earlier at Churchill. The bias has been playing to speed. And so, but with this much speed in the race, I'm going with the 1, Spice Runner, for the upset in the Kentucky Jockey Club.
Okay. So let's see about that's at 5:25. And right. One race later, Asmussen will send out Kirk and Judy Robinson's Essential Coffee in the Grade 2 $400,000 Goldenrod, which is on the road to the Oaks.
Yep, and these are both big prep races for the Derby, being the Jockey Club, and the Oaks being this race, the Goldenrod. The big favorite in here is going to be the 12 horse, another horse shipping in for Bob Baffert. A horse by the name of Explora. Explora is a daughter of Blame, who stood over there at Claiborne Farm, really outstanding stallion at Claiborne for many years, Blame. This horse has run 4 times with 2 firsts, 2 seconds, getting the blinkers on for the first time since breaking. Well, he broke the maiden with blinkers on, came back, ran 2nd to Del Mar Debutante, and then they took him off. He won, or she won, the Oak Leaf. And then ran 2nd in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies as the favorite. Now the blinkers go back on for Baffert. This is a filly that with tremendous talent. You can't say a horse that runs 2nd in the Breeders' Cup is not a talented filly. But she ships all the way across the country after running her eyeballs out on October the 31st at Del Mar in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. I don't know. She hasn't not gotten a reported work over this track, and it's a little bit different right now. Churchill's track's a little bit different, not holding as much water as it has in years past. And
hold on, Gene.
Yeah.
I hate to start over, but this release from Churchill says that she did not ship and was scratched.
Okay. Explorer is scratched, right?
Yeah, that's what it says. Yeah.
Okay, that's a late report. I was going to bet against her.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm glad you're pulling in the very quick news here. I was hoping she would go because I was going to bet against her. I think, you know, asking so much in the Breeders' Cup would have set her up for a disappointing run. I think there's 2 horses in here, Buzz, to bring it full circle that I think have a really good chance to show very, very prominent qualities and quantities in this race.
Yes.
And I'm going to go with number 6, Life of Joy, another Gunrunner, stands over there at 3 Chimneys. Gunrunner has Life of Joy in here for Brad Cox, has run
of
twice,
course.
Has won both times, broke the maiden by 14 up at Indiana, Horseshoe in Indianapolis, came back to win the Rags to Riches Stakes here at Churchill Downs in late October, did that easily as the odds-on favorite. And this is a really nice filly, and she has the ability to come from off of it to stalk. She really shows that she has a really good turn of foot when the rail running gets down to business there in the stretch. Life of Joy, I think, will benefit greatly from not having the Explorer in the race as well. And I think she is the horse to beat. Now, there is one in here that I think you got to take a real strong look at as well, Buzzman, and that's going to be a 10-1 in the morning line as a possible upset.
Possible upset. And it's
yes.
Not Grumpy Rabbit, because the Grumpy Rabbit is at 15-1.
The Grumpy Rabbit is, by not this time, he's having an unreal year. at this time, a stallion to seven, an unreal year for the boys over at TaylorMade. Nope, I think the upset possibility could be Bella Ballerina, a daughter of Street Sense, bred with a dolphin, trained by Brendan Walsh. She's having a tremendous year, a tremendous another season meet here at Churchill. This horse has only run in the maiden, broke the maiden as the favorite by 4.25 over Keeneland. The horse that ran second, well beaten that day, came right back and won the next out. And this is a filly that's bred to go long. Street Sense, having being a Derby, ex-Derby winner. Pretty City Dancer, a stakes-winning mare by Tappet. And she has thrown four starters, four winners, one stakes winner already. This filly has all the breeding, all the credentials to step up in this race, a stakes race, in just her second start, and put a butt-whipping on all of them. Bella Ballerina is the one I'm going to go with at 10-1. Tyler DeFleon back in the saddle.
Okay, I think I saw that that Asmussen had 11 horses starting in this race card for two-year-olds. And if you need to get all your information and all the very latest on this race card tomorrow, this great race card that points toward the Derby and Oaks next year, you can get it right here at thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping that you and yours continue to have a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. We are thankful for you and the lovely Leanne, my friend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your energy. Thanks for your talent, and thanks for everything that you do for us. And the lovely Donna goes without saying, is a blessing unto us all.
All right. Love you, man. Take care.
Love you, brother. See you, man.
See you.
Thanks,
bye.
Bud. Bye.